Hey, everyone. This is Janessa with Envision Care Medical. I am the host on the platform of Mrs. Tennyson of Arm Hub, the CEO of Arm Hub.
We probably got to start over. Hold on. All right. That was so like, that's not how.
Okay. All right. Wow, and I watched so many of your videos now. Okay, let me start over. Okay, hi everyone. This is Janessa from Envision Care Medical. I am here with the CEO and host and entrepreneur, Genesis of Arm Hub. Hey, Genesis.
Hey, Janessa. Thank you for having me.
You are so welcome. Although we're on your platform, but I was dying to interview you, girl. So how are you feeling to be in the hot seat?
I know, I'm feeling it.
How does it feel?
You know, I'm excited. I think this is awesome. I think people need to see that, you know, sometimes it's not always all work. There's so many other things are involved. Like right now, you're a host today. Tomorrow, you're out there doing blood draws. And the next day, teaching.
Yes, that is truly my lifestyle. Yes. So, would that be set up? Oh my God. No, I'm not doing
You're doing great. You're doing great.
All right, so with that being said, my first question for you, where and why did Arm Hub get started? Where did Arm Hub come from?
Yeah, so I used to be a phlebotomist myself. I was at Mount Sinai Hospital in New York. And I was in a multiple sclerosis clinic, and I was doing like a lot of the research side things, like basically collecting all the data, meeting with patients, getting them set up to participate in research. So most of them was like microbiome research, and we needed some gut microbiota, so we needed some blood draw.
Okay.
Now, we all had to get certified in doing this, and this is my first time. I was like, blood draw. So you want me to actually perform a blood draw on a patient? I was like, how am I going to do this? Like, how does this work? And so me and the team of three other girls, we basically had to take a class, like a continuing ed class. The hospital provides that and like that stuff. And in a couple days, to a week, we were practicing. And then all of a sudden you kind of get from your training, you kind of start working with real patients.
Okay, yeah.
So there's really not a lot of space there, but I did get to meet a lot of really amazing phlebotomists that were in LabCorp in the hospital, and they did like 80 patients a day and all sorts of patients, from children to the elderly. I was like, oh my goodness, like, how do you guys do all of this?
Right.
So I learned from them. And I love it. I love the people.
Right.
That, you know, a lot of phlebotomists are like some of the people that you encounter all the time, and they're just so sweet to you or so nice, at least in my experience.
Yeah.
They're ready to like train me, and then I got better at it and I felt so good about it. And I started doing blood draws and I was like, I'm doing it.
Like,
it was so exciting. It was so exciting when you start out and you're like something, you're like, not really.
Yeah.
Okay. You know? Like I would go I can take out your blood, like, you know.
Right.
Not a lot of people know how to do that.
Right. That is a fact. So what made you start a business as Arm Hub? What made you start what is your business about?
Yeah, so essentially, when I was doing all of these blood draws, like, I found it difficult to, like, be prepared for the patient. Mm-hmm. I was like, what's going on here? Like, so someone has to, like, purchase inventory, and typically the person who was in charge of doing that was so busy, so sometimes we didn't have the things that we need, and we had to, like, try to find it, maybe ask from, like, neighboring labs, be like, hey, do you have a few things I can borrow, because I need to collect the sample, the patient's here. And then it's like, you know, I think everybody suffers from like being short-staffed. There isn't people, so we're like constantly trying to see as many patients as possible. But I have to like run to the supply closet like every time and then sort out all the things I needed to do. I was like, this is ridiculous. So I just started to think about what if there were kits already made and people would start doing blood draws. Mm-hmm. I know that there's so many different procedures out there for blood draws, but at least because now it's becoming more mobile.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it was like going from the hospital to like meeting the patient before they go and get their scans or something. Or maybe if they're in the infusion center, I could take my kit and I could go to the infusion center. And if they're going to get some infusion of the drug that they're required to get, they can also get that blood draw that they need. And that's how they monitor, you know. Oh, okay, so this person's doing well on this drug. Oh, this person is on track. But yeah, like that's essentially... The arm hug is a kit, and now we're working with, you guys are going to hear it first here, but we're working with IV hydration. So we're going to, really fun things are going to come in the next, the next few months.
Right. But,
there's like this whole industry that I think is starting to grow, not only with mobile phlebotomy, but just like mobile healthcare. Right.
Period. Yep. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize, even for me in my area, in the DMV area, I didn't realize how many mobile doctors are out here. Yeah, I didn't realize. I mean, I'm reaching out to them like, do y'all need a, we don't need a phlebotomist because we do it all. So as they, you know, as they should, it's, they're monitoring, they're seeing their patient all at once. Mm-hmm. I know you're going to be very, very successful with the IV thing, and I'm excited how that is going to transpire. I definitely want whatever you have because I do have my IV training class. I'm not the instructor for that. For everyone out there, I am not the instructor. I do have my partner that will come to my class and teach the IV training. So I'm excited for that. And I know you will do very well with that. With all these, even just in my area alone, all these med spas and these... the beauty world was going on in the beauty world, the $1 billion world, it's a need. It's a need. And I know that's what's going to be rocking right now for you. Definitely. So how does one like yourself? I don't have a question.
Okay, good, good. Okay, so typically when you lead to a question... I don't have a question. So sometimes it's okay to pause. So when
I'm sitting here just rambling, like, what the hell?
Yeah. Like, sometimes you could even go with, like, and how does that make you feel? I know that sounds weird, but like,
yeah.
How does it make you feel that now that it's becoming more in demand? Like, do you feel stressed? You could start talking, like, a little bit about the person's emotion.
Okay.
Like, background to industry to emotion. So, those who are watching, we're doing a training on how to host on
let me drink my water.
The platform.
And you know what's crazy? I just did an interview with someone, and I'm looking up interview questions. Like, I know, like, at least the three that I would, that's important to me. And then I looked at underneath, those questions were just as dumb. I'm like, wait, they want to know color. They want to know, what do you do? It was just weird questions. If I could pull them up now, which I'm not going to do, I'll text it to you. You're gonna be like, yeah, this is out of this world. But I'm glad I am being trained on how to host right now. This is awesome. So, all right, so a question did come to me that I do wanna know. Hold on, let me drink my water. All right, definitely edit that part out. That's what the
group Actually, is. I like that part. It's real. Let me drink my water.
So, how long has Arm Hug been around?
Yeah. So I started this in 2018, believe it or not.
Oh, okay.
I put it in my closet. I was like, all right, I don't know about I'm going to really do this. I moved on.
Why are we all in the closet? Like, but it starts there. Like, okay.
Right. Because you're like, I have a job. Like, do I give up the job? Do I try moving this forward? And then I left the hospital to go work at a healthcare data company. So I was like project manager and I was like, oh, this is a bigger deal. Like maybe this is going to be like where my future is. But I couldn't stop thinking about Arm Hug. I couldn't stop thinking about what I had learned
in that drive, like, that passion, that fire. Yeah.
So I was like, no, I gotta try. I gotta try. And so I left that job. I think it wasn't, I wasn't even there for a year. It was like 9 months. And I was like, I'm sorry, I can't do that. There's something I gotta do. There's just something that's I gotta do.
Know. Yeah, that's when you know.
Mm-hmm. And like, to your point about like mobile care and things like that, I was just talking to somebody the other day and she was saying how, at least in her field, there's a lot of nurses leaving the hospital because yes. of what's going on the news. You know, mm-hmm. and I'm it's the same for phlebotomists. Like, they're all tired of management. Maybe they're not being treated right. I don't think any of them are going to jail yet, but you know, the system is not in the favor of the people who are working there, right? They're overwhelmed. They're not getting paid enough. So they're all like, can I just start a business? And it's like, oh, you're going to teach me, and I can still use my certification and my license to continue. Right. So it's like, mm-hmm. it's they're doing what's best for them, for the first
time. Yeah, for the first time. So once you got the green light, that fire inside you, because I can definitely speak on that for myself. How did you feel that first sale, or that, or you selling yourself and selling the deal? How was that for you?
Yeah, no, that was fun. I think that it was scary at first. I was like, wait,
of course,
you know, like, how do I? Is this right? Am I doing this right? Like, is this person really going to give me something for this? Like, is this worth? And you get all these questions mm-hmm. that come up in your head. And then at the end, you're like, yeah, no, we just did it. We're okay. It's a sale. That's it. And I was like, that was it. That was it. You know?
Like, oh, let me go home and make some more. Right.
We make such a big deal. Like, oh my God.
You know what? That is my biggest advice to anybody out there. If you really get that gut-wrenching feeling to start something, to do it, just do it and be okay with the outcome. Because that's how I was, the same way. I felt it and I kept questioning, like, no. And then I used to ponder, oh, maybe I should charge this, or maybe that's too high. Nobody's price, well, let me say, no one's budget and their income is your business at all. Just stick to that number and I can almost promise you they're gonna pay. That's it. And once you hit that first, get that first sale or that first patient, that first client, it's like, oh, okay, let me go to the drawing board. Okay, maybe I should go $1.50 more or something like that. And you're going to want to keep going, 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 going. So that leads to my next question, I think. So once you got that, you already spoke on how you pretty much felt when you got that first sale. What was the drawing board going back to do more? How was that like? What does that look like?
Yeah.
You want to see Genesis in 2018. You know, I made my first sale. Now what? What's the now what for you?
Yeah. So I didn't make my first sale until probably last year because I never moved it. I had it 2018 and I never moved the needle.
Okay.
So I actually decided, like, with COVID, and then, like, even a few months before COVID started, I had my mm-hmm. first sale. And that's when I was like, huh, that was weird. You know, like, I was like, you know, something was there, but I wasn't able to see it. Cause I was like, when you're starting something, you don't know what it is yet. You know,
right.
I mean, that question of like, how much are you worth and what's the value of your business and all these really big questions. You're like, well, I'm starting something. I can't tell you that yet, but I know it's going to be big. So it's okay to have like a big vision.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, cause I know that people want like a number to say, this is how much my business is worth. This is
exactly.
But, I knew that there was something. So I started talking about it. I started talking about what I knew about phlebotomy or why I liked it and what my experience was in it. And, I started to build relationships with people.
Right.
That's important. That's kind of like how we met, you know, like
we
connected, we talked about the industry. I was in some of your meetings. Like it's so fun. It's so fun to do that.
Yeah, it is. It is. It is. So what made you start reaching out to me?
Yes. So I started reaching out to people like you, like people who were in business and who were starting specifically a mobile phlebotomy business, to see like, what was your experience like? And do you think this is something that other people can do? Right.
Right.
At the time when I was talking with you, I was like, you know, a lot of people are coming up to me like, I've never heard of that. I don't know what you're talking about. You know, yeah. Like blood draws at home. Like, what are you, weird?
Right. No. Right.
Now I know a lot of people that do it. I've even had people that are trying to get their phlebotomist to do everything else. And I don't even think that's.
Yes.
Not yet. Not yet.
Yes. Yeah. They, you know what? A lot of, I'm getting a lot of, what is it? Facilities, a lot of different companies reaching out to me. They're either asking for my students or even me. They'll ask for me to come work for them. And what's interesting, they're letting go of pretty much the nurse's job description and handing it down to your medical assistants and now to your CNA and now to the phlebotomist. So am I a phlebotomist or a medical assistant? So what I'm learning and what I'm seeing, phlebotomy is no longer just drawing blood. They want phlebotomy and I'll train you how to do IV. They want phlebotomy to do IV and the paperwork. And then I'm like, okay, so by next week, we're going to have the phlebotomist also spike the bag and just do the whole nine these days. So that's why I also even tell my students that the rules change in the medical field every single day. And for the nurses are not doing what the doctors would typically do. We don't see the doctors. The doctors are not at their homes. Just communicating like this with their patient, and that's it. So we are in a whole new world, literally a whole new world. Oh, my God.
Oh my God. That's great. That's great. You know I'm gonna put music on that.
Literally.
Yes.
Yes. So, yeah, that's the the new life. So. I want to say that's all my questions, but I know it's not all my questions.
Okay, yeah. That's okay.
We're going to put a pause on that. Yeah, we're going to put a pause on that.
Yeah, I was going to ask you something. So for you guys that are now training in new things, like, mm-hmm. Do you guys feel comfortable learning about, like, IV hydration? Has that been, like, a struggle? Or, like, how would you tell somebody, like, who's thinking about it?
For me, the training part, I would definitely, it's crazy, although I have partnered with someone, or I have them contracted with me, basically, to come teach my class, and yeah, I'm getting all the content, but I myself haven't actually learned it. Mm-hmm. Now, granted, I will go get my own, mocktail for myself. But other than that, yes, I would want the training. I think it's definitely well worth it. And those who also have, their own patient service center or their own brick and mortar or do it mobily, by all means, get the necessary training. The money will be worth it because you're going to receive it back. So I think it's a bonus. Whenever I have some downtime, that is actually my goal, to get that further training because it's necessary. And it's more so of a need. And mind you, it's not only, the patient has to be sick or the person has to be sick. No, it's just everyday walkie-talk people that don't have time. Let me call somebody up to give me my mocktail or whatever other vitamin C, vitamin A, whatever it is that they need. So that's how I know for you, you are going to be extremely successful.
And you mentioned that people have been reaching out to you from these videos. So talk a little bit about that, because, like, I want people to hear that, because some people are so nervous to get on here.
You have nothing to be nervous about. Those who are nervous, just get it over with. Once she says record, it's lights, camera, action, and you're going to be at ease. You're like, what am I nervous about? Don't be nervous. You're going to be fine. I can't tell you how to feel or what to think. If you're someone that overthinks, you're going to prolong it. I've gotten business based off of these YouTube videos. Unfortunately, whatever I said in my first initial video, as far as mentoring, I'm sorry, people, I am no longer mentoring.
Yeah, it's too much business now. And now she can be a mentor.
And it's the truth. And it was a passion of mine because at the time, like, I was like, oh no, I'm helping people. I did it for free. And then when I started to get paid, I was like, okay. And then I realized how much I'm losing sight of my business. And that's why those who are willing to mentor you, be okay with what they're going to charge. They are allowed to charge something. because you got to keep in mind they're taking away time from their own business, from whatever it is they have going on, for them to help you. There's mentors that charge you by every phone call. Like, I would be, as the person that may be in need, I would be like, I'm not about to pay you $50 to ask you one question. But being on the other side, I get it. But I will highly advise you all, anybody that has scheduled and rescheduled, or I can't do it. Get it over with. You're going to be so proud of yourself. I know there's a few people, one of them that's supposed to be doing this with you. Her name is Kimberly. Sticks on Demand, by the way. Shout out to her. She's the one that should also be doing this video. I'm trying to think. Well, no, the people that I selected, they have done it. And it's just only that one person. But anybody else, definitely do it. Get it over with. Because now I'm fine. I'm relaxed. Well, even though poor Genesis was nervous. She was nervous.
Yeah, I know. And the first time, it's a little uncomfortable. But that doesn't mean it's a bad thing. That just means it's new.
Yeah. It's just new. And you know, you scared of saying the wrong thing. I'm a tongue-tied person. I think that naturally happens with anybody, especially if you're nervous. You don't want to be the one looking away. Even though I looked away a few times, just because I'm thinking. That may be rude. You don't want to be rude. And you know, you and I have a dialogue, so I'm comfortable with you. So anybody out there, don't miss this opportunity to do your interview, talk about your business, because although majority of the businesses owners that have a video, we're all pretty much doing the same thing. You're going to have to sell yourself someday. So this is the platform to at least try, or have a company to reference that video. Like, oh, no. We don't have to talk. I'm going to send Arm Hugs YouTube video and boom, Envision Care, da-da-da-da-da. So don't be nervous. It's personable. And this is how people get to really know who you are. And I know me, I'm approachable, and I get that, because I won't ever tell somebody, no, leave me alone. I'm not going to do that. I am definitely someone that supports anybody and everybody, so I've been told. And I do. If it's something positive and it's something good, if it's something I would even do, I'm going to support it. So I stand by those who are going to come right after this video. Congratulations, because your inbox will be ringing, and I promise you that.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much for interviewing me.